It's No Strings with Mike Damon. Hello, welcome to another episode of the No Strings podcast, your number one Nigerian LGBT podcast. And my name is Mike Damon. And yes, I'm super excited to have a listen. On this episode, we're going to be hearing the story of a young man who struggled for so long with accepting himself as gay and how he eventually found the courage to come out to his parents as gay. But before we get on that, I'm going to take a short time out now and then, of course, come back to continue with what should be a really, really interesting conversation. I'll be back.
It's No Strings with Mike Damon.
Welcome back. Yes, and we are finally here again. Before the short timeout, I said that we were going to have a conversation with a young Nigerian gay man whose name is Shay. Shay battled for a long time hating himself so much for being gay, but was inspired by an experience he had and then came out to his parents as gay. On this episode, Shay will be sharing his experience with us about how everything unfolded and how he's currently holding up after he let his family in on the big secret that he kept to himself for so long. Okay, let's speak with him now. Okay, all right. Shay, please, can you tell us about you and some of the things, you know, that you would like, you know, people to know about you?
Hey, my name is Shay. So, I'm an actor, a singer, fraccato vocalist. A vlogger, a decorator, a choreographer, and a chef. Yeah, basically. So that's who I am. And I'm gay.
Oops. Wow. That's a amazing, pretty interesting profile you have, you know, and you're quite gifted too, I must say. All right. So first, I know it must have been very courageous and at the same time very hard for you to come out to your family about your sexual orientation. But can you please tell us about what happened, what prompted you to do it, and, you know, how your family took the whole thing? Because a lot of people think it's really a bad, I mean, really, really a bad idea to do this, especially, I mean, to come out, especially if you're still living with parents and in Nigeria, as the outcome, of course, isn't always very pleasant.
Okay. Basically, that night I told them, I just watched a movie called Prayers for Bobby. And then I saw the way Bobby, how he came out and everything, you know. And before then, I have always wanted to tell my parents that this is who I am. This is what I am feeling, not who I am actually. At that point, I have not accepted myself. Let us get that straight. I have not accepted myself. I have always wanted to tell them, like, okay, this is what I'm feeling. I am feeling this weird affection towards people of the same sex. I've wanted to tell them, but, well, I'll keep the date to myself, but I have the date to myself. On that very night, I, after watching the movie, I have my four parents, because I have four parents, basically. I don't want to mention for security purposes.
Right.
So then I told them, I called four of them, this is what I'm going through. And I don't know how to get out of this. I don't know if it's possible to get out of it. So then my mom cried. She was like, oh my God, you know, this girl will heal you. She dragged me towards herself to, you know, hold me onto her breast and, you know, she started praying. My dad was like, if I'm serving the living God, God will save you. And really, to be very sincere with you, I was really willing and ready to change. I've always wanted to change. I hated myself. The fact that I'm effeminate is very, very, very annoying. Hello. Talk more of being gay. It was double wahala. So then my mom, we started this journey, and, well, Bobby, prayer for Bobby basically was the reason why I came out, and also wanting to come out of the body, wanting to be delivered from whatever evil spirit they think it is. So yeah, that was it basically.
Wow. Like, can't imagine, you know, everything and what you went through. And oh, all right. Now, after you came out to your parents, you know, what things can you say changed? Because a lot of people seem to think that life, you know, will, you know, either become easier or harder to deal with once your parents or family comes to know about your sexual orientation. Of course, I mean, there's always a reaction.
Willingly, we started going for programs, deliver programs, started meeting pastors, started going from one mountain to the other to get cured of homosexuality. And I can't count. Let's say, because I lived in Abuja. I just moved down to Lagos. Late June, because of my career. So yeah, I just moved down to Lagos. Yes, so I can't count. Can I? I don't think so. From this church, that church, the other three, four. If I begin to count, man, you're gonna sleep here, I swear. So that also came with a lot of fasting programs. There was one I was placed on Saturday fasting. Throughout Saturday, I won't eat. Just pray. They gave me one prayer, blah blah blah. I will do that. And note this, I was doing it wholeheartedly. I was willing to get out of whatever spirit I was possessed with. I was supposedly possessed with. Yeah, that was it. I was willing to do whatever. So that came with lots of fasting programs. I had the white fast that would not eat anything, that would only take water for 21 days. I had the dry fast 7 days. I had 3 days dry fast. I had the normal 21 days dry, normal fast. I had the 3 days. there was one they told me to do 3 days fast, dry fast. The third day you take water. That's like a break. I did that for like three in four places. I think that was two or four. So I did, God, have mercy. I did that since 2013. I don't want to measure the particular day, but it said since 2013.
Wow.
And immediately it's the relationship between my family and I, there was this split I can't fully put together. Like, there was a disconnection. Like, I don't belong. Wow. Oh my God. Like, I don't belong in the family. Immediately, my other brother came in to my room and was like, "You have over 1,000 sperms inside of you that you could use to make babies." Fuck. You have over 1,000 sperms inside of you that you could use to make babies. And then the eldest brother came in as well, was like, "And you still have the guts to admit that you're gay, and that in school they beat people like that up, they fucking treat people like that, they make their lives hell." Oh, goodness. So basically that was it. From that very day, I felt like I had no family again. I had lost my family that very day I came out. Because since then, I felt like a lost prodigal son that would never come back. Because my family thought I was doing it intentionally. And the programs I had to go through were so damn. Sorry about this.
It's all right.
They were very painful. it was hard to get by because I had no life all through those days. I had no life. I was living my life just. That was the thing. That was this connection between myself and my family. Immediately I came out.
Really, really sorry about your experience, Shay. I'm sorry I had to go through all that, and also I hope that no one goes through, I just wish no one goes through, you know, a similar experience. Now, even though your experience wasn't as pleasant or the outcome didn't really play out as you had hoped, are you of the opinion that, you know, coming out plays a vital role in the broader picture of, you know, LGBT acceptance?
Yes, it does. Because if you don't come out at the very right time, or you're just in the closet, being in the closet is crazy. I swear. Being in the closet is the worst thing you could ever do, because you're dealing with life generally. And you're not dealing with another life apart from the life you're expected to deal with. No, it's stressful. It's one hell of a stress.
All right, Shay. Now some people say or believe that there isn't any need to actually come out to anyone, especially, you know, as straight people are not expected to come out at all. And so therefore, they believe that, you know, it's good for gay people to just live their lives quietly and not talk about, you know, their sexual orientation or sexuality. Do you think this makes any sense?
I would have said yes, but I'm saying no because my answers are very obvious and I'm very sure you'll be able to relate to my opinion, and not necessarily until I say or until I give a very long illustration. It's a no because currently everything around us discriminates everything we are. The Bible, the Quran, the traditionalists, our culture in quotes, the law itself discriminates us, and then nature, like they said, discriminates us. So yes. The reason why I said no is because of these agents. They are like the kind of people, they are the agents that used to pass AIDS around and to get people confused. And the confusion, I should say, started from that part of the Bible that discriminates us, until we can have a whole new generation. You know, a whole new generation that is just coming and meets this. That's when we consider, okay, it should be something we flow with. What, and people feel like you just choose to be gay. They don't know that you're just who you are. So until we can change that cycle, until there is a break in that cycle. I hope you get what I'm trying to relate with you. So yeah, it's a no for me.
All right. Now, Shay, since you came out, have you, you know, personally experienced any violence as a result of your sexual orientation? You know, maybe someone told someone, someone heard something, and you know, they came for you or something.
Yes, I have. Yes. I have. A lot of time, though they haven't been physical, that someone goes physical on me. No, I won't let that, because I actually have a sharp mouth. Before you can get through me, you have to get through my sharp mouth. So yeah, it's a no. I haven't gone through a physical violence, but people, you know, trying to gang up against me, trying to beat me, I have gone through that.
Alright, and so finally, do you have any regrets about coming out, and, you know, what do you have to say to other young people who are possibly out there, you know, who are out there and possibly in the middle of making a decision to talk, you know, to their parents about their sexuality?
Well, I don't regret it, because if I hadn't, I could probably be dead now, because I tried something very stupid 2016, August 5th. But if I hadn't, you know, come out to them, I'm very sure I would be dead by now, because I would wallow in self-pity, I would wallow in depression and all that. So that would probably take my, I would have taken my life. Trust me on this. But yeah, I came out and I went through the process. Yes, so I think what I have for other young people that wants to come out, I would say you should come out when you're ready. When you have a space of your own. When you are ready, don't let anyone prompt you into coming out, because basically, when you come out, you don't have a family again. For some people, for few people, it might be different, but for majority, you don't have a family again, because all they would do basically is just have to want to get you out of that evil spirit you're possessed with. I would say you should come out when you're ready.
All right, thank you so much, Shay, for doing this with us. We really do appreciate. Okay, and that's it for this episode. I sincerely hope that you have been able to learn a thing or two from Shay's experience. Also, to share your story or experience with us, send an email to info@nostringsng.com and find us on Facebook using facebook.com/NoStringsNG and Twitter @NoStringsNG, same with Instagram. Don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter by visiting NoStringsNG.com to stay updated. Bye for now.